You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin the bulletin with a major remark by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on cryptocurrency today. In her written reply in the Lok Sabha during the monsoon session of Parliament that began today, Sitharaman said that the RBI wants to ban the cryptocurrency in India. In view of the concerns expressed by the RBI on the destabilizing effect of cryptocurrencies on the monetary and fiscal stability of a country, the RBI has recommended for framing of legislation on this sector. The RBI is of the view that cryptocurrencies should be prohibited, she said. The RBI mentioned that cryptocurrencies are not a currency because every modern currency needs to be issued by the central bank or the government, she added. Any legislation for regulation or for banning such currencies can be effective only after significant international collaboration on evaluation of the risks and benefits and evaluation of common taxonomy and standards, Sitharaman further said. Now some overseas news. Sri Lanka's acting president Ranil Wickremesinghe said on Monday that the country's negotiations with the International Monetary Fund were nearing conclusion and discussions with foreign countries for assistance were progressing. In a statement issued by his office, Wickremesinghe said that his administration would engage with peaceful protesters who had legitimate concerns and work to find solutions. The country is due to elect a new leader on Wednesday after former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa fled to Singapore amid a wave of public unrest triggered by a severe economic crisis. Back home, the Hindustan Unilever will report its quarterly earnings tomorrow, where analysts expect the FMCG major to report an on-year growth in revenue and net profits. However, margins are projected to remain under pressure. The growth in revenue will be backed by a price hike undertaken by the company and growth in volume, which will in turn aid the net profit. However, with raw material prices continuing to remain elevated, margins are likely to take a hit. HUL is an FMCG major selling foods, beverages, cleaning agents, personal care products, water purifiers, and other fast-moving consumer goods. The share price of HUL is up 8.7% so far this year, outperforming the benchmark Sensex and Nifty. On Monday, the stock was trading flat at ₹2,567 per share. Moving on, retirement fund body EPFO is likely to approve this month a proposal to enhance its investments in equities to up to 20% of the investable deposits from the current limit of 15%. The proposal is expected to be considered and approved during the EPFO trustees meeting scheduled to be held on July 29th and 30th, according to a source. At present, EPFO can invest 5 to 15% of the investable deposits in equity or equity-related schemes. The proposal to revise the limit to 20% has been vetted and approved by the Employees Provident Fund Organization's Advisory Body Finance Audit and Investment Committee. The recommendation of FAIC will be placed before the EPFO Apex Decision-Making Body's Central Board of Trustees for consideration and approval. Now a look at today's trade at the Dalal Street. Benchmark stock indices Sensex and Nifty spurted over 1% at close on Monday following buying in IT, oil and gas and banking shares, bolstered by firm global trends. Rising for a second straight session, the 30-share BSE Sensex rallied 760.37 points or 1.41% to settle at 54,521.15. During the day, it jumped 795.88 points or 1.48% to 53,760.78. The broader NSE Nifty advanced 229.30 points or 1.43% to 16,278.50 as 41 of its constituents advanced. Among the Sensex constituents, IndusInd Bank, Infosys, Tech Mahindra, Bajaj Finserv, Axis Bank, Ultratech Cement, Kotak Mahindra Bank and ICICI Bank were the major gainers. Meanwhile, international oil benchmark Brent crude jumped 2.18% to USD 103.4 per barrel. In Asia, markets in Seoul, Shanghai and Hong Kong ended significantly higher. Markets in Europe were trading in the green during mid-session deals. The US markets had ended sharply higher on Friday. And at last, some critical banking news. Concrete steps taken by the government and RBI helped banks recover bad loans worth over Rs 8.6 lakh crore in the last eight financial years, the Modi government informed Parliament on Monday. Minister of State for Finance Bhagwat Karad, in a written reply to the Lok Sabha, said the occurrence of non-performing assets is normal, although an undesirable corollary to the business of banking. Several factors, including prevailing macroeconomic conditions, sectoral issues, global business environment, delayed recognition of stress by banks, aggressive lending during upturns, improper risk pricing and poor credit underwriting are attributed towards NPA buildup, he said. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.